Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake, and we got Zach back. Tell him you're excited, Jake.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Jake.
Zach's back. He cornered BBD in the office today. Grabbed his shirt, rung it up, said, "I'm taking back the pregame show, big bitch David." And then he said, "And why don't you check your feet out? I'm pissing on them." It was like we had to get HR involved.
It's amazing I'm still here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And Jake's here as well.
When did that happen?
While you were peeing, dude. And it only happened because you were hogging the bathroom.
Now I got to talk to HR. It seems like I'm involved.
Because Zach was trying to pee, and then he had to think of a reason to pee outside of the toilet. And the best thing he came up with was
Jimmy,
bully BBD.
You can't talk about it. Me and Zach are talking to HR about it. So.
Okay. Yeah. No more of this, I guess. Hey, we got a lineup, Jake. It's the pregame show. We'll talk about the lineup. We'll each give a what to watch for. Talk about the pitching path to victory tonight. Some homer draft picks. Over-under. Premonitions. And maybe an ask, you know? I didn't get my ask yesterday. I didn't get it.
That's why I was scared to ask. I just didn't feel it out there.
Dude, it was so close to getting it, too.
That's life.
It was like two outs, 0-2. That's life. All right, the lineup today is DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Rizzo's batting second, playing first base. Judge in right field, batting third. Stanton, the DH, is cleaning up. Gallo, batting fifth in left field. Urshela, Ella at short, batting sixth. Rougned Odor. What? Wow, I just realized that. He's playing third. Gary's behind the dish. Gardner's in center field. So the lineup goes righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty. So they got Judge and Stan stacked, which I kind of like because they're both on fire right now. What I do not like about this lineup, Jake. The third hottest hitter on the Yankees has now sat six of the last eight games. And it's not incredibly necessary.
It's almost not at all necessary. We recorded an episode today. Go check it out, people. We talked some playoff rosters. We had a lot of fun. We kind of reminisced about yesterday's game. Luke Voit should not be a bonus piece. Like, Luke Voit should be an everyday player that gets rest. And they're not treating him that way. Like, dude, his numbers on the year now look good. Mm-hmm. Like, his OPS is in the eights. His career OPS is in the high to mid eights. Like, Luke Voit is a good baseball player that should be in the lineup every day. And, I'm assuming they're going to try to do their signature drag and drop today to make it seem all right. But it's not.
No, it's messed up.
Yes.
You know, whatever. DJ's been struggling. You can just, you know, whatever. Messed up. Voit's been the third hottest hitter. Just like it's pretty simple. Put him in the lineup.
Play your best players. Basic concept.
You ask for that a lot.
Right?
You're demanding.
It's what the other team doesn't want so bad.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree. Jake?
Yes.
Do you have a what to watch for on the lineup?
Interesting. A what to watch for on the lineup. Gio at short today. That's obviously interesting. That stands out. You know what, Jim? I got it. Left side.
Strong side.
Rugi's at third today. He gets a game instead of Luke Voit, which doesn't make a ton of sense. And Gio's at shortstop, and he hasn't been hitting much. So, and they're hitting back-to-back. So I'm watching the Rugi and Gio show today, which should be entertaining if nothing else.
The Rugi and Gio show. Yeah, you hope that there's not hot shots at third that Rugi can't handle because the guy to his immediate left
right,
is a premier glove man at third. So that would be a bit of like a, you got two shortstop pickers on the bench that can swing the bat lefty. So if bad defense on the left side of the infield beats you today,
yeah,
you should be kicking yourself a little bit because you can have Wade or the kid from the Bronx at short and Gio at third, and you got good defense. Now you have two guys playing out of position on the left side, seemingly just to get Odor's lefty bat in when you have Wade and Velasquez lefty bat. It seems like an unnecessary, this weakens the defense, but doesn't really strengthen the offense move.
Yeah.
So don't get beat on the left side defensively today.
Yeah, it's not to give too much of a preview for our Talking Baseball episode that drops tomorrow, but we had a good laugh because a couple of the NL positions are out of whack right now. And yeah, you really don't want to look back at this game and say, well, you know, big part of it, our best third baseman was playing shortstop and we had a second baseman playing third base and that's why we lost.
Yeah. Well, it's a really good point that we just ran into. That's why it's the best pregame show in all the land.
It's kind of my what to watch for. So.
Yeah. No, it's a good job by you.
Thank you.
And then I came in and I sprinkled some.
You added.
I sprinkled some sprinkles. You made a great ice cream sundae and I just sprinkled some sprinkles on it.
You watered the flowers.
Yeah, it's true. Dude, I don't know. Like on a positive note, just Judge and Stan back to back. Like, let's just harp in on something positive here. These guys are both on fire. And just like Judge is getting a hit all the time.
Yeah. So Stan.
Yeah. So like, let's just watch. Let's just like, hey, tune in. You got someone that's not a diehard in the house. When Judge and Stan come up, call them over. Say, hey, you should watch these two at bats. Something cool could happen. Stan might hit about 500 feet.
They hit baseballs really far. Noodle just going to town on his gnome right now. You got that in the shot?
Yeah.
Oh,
What's he got against gnomes?
I don't know. It was one of those things. Actually, you guys will like this a lot. So his gnome, you know, looks like a Christmas type thing. The gnome's hair looks just like his fur. So we think he's endeared to it because of that.
I fucked my dog on that one.
Was that Noodle?
What was that?
I think that was Noodle.
Whoa.
Let's move on to the pitching path to victory, the PPP, PPV even.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so. Who do you have starting?
Tyone, and he's coming off not a great outing, and two of his last three actually aren't, like, great. So if he has a clunker today, anything, you know, less than, there may be, you know, if he gives up more than three runs today, you're going to be able to take his last four. And people are going to say, actually, Tyone's been not great for the last four starts. So he needs to reset the balance here and give us six strong of three or less.
Yeah, no, this is a all eyes went to Kluber yesterday, obviously, first start back. And what does that mean to the Yankees? He can be a huge part going forward. He could be not a huge part going forward. Tyone, not in a fully similar boat because he had a monster stretch this year, and we can't take that away. But you're right. And, dude, we were scared about innings coming into this year. This is low-key, like, Tyone kind of needs a good one. And almost, I haven't said this in a while, but, like, if he's five innings, one earned run, 80 pitches, I'm almost okay, like, going to the pen and, like, just chalk it up as a win because he kind of needs that. We need that.
Yes. What was the length you said there? Five?
Like 5-1. And he's got 80 pitches. I would pull him.
Okay. So if that's the case then, and I don't disagree with that, what's your path today? You know, you got Chapman for the ninth, right?
Sure. It's
scary, but I think that's what it is. Is anyone out? Like, no one's out at all. The Heen Dog. He's out.
The Heen Dog is out. I mean, let's see. You got Litke. That could be two innings. Chad, Johnny, and Chappie. Yeah, I mean, they're there, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you pitch Chad, it's three in the last five, which, again, you know me. Do we have an Angels lineup yet?
They eat bugs.
I can give it a look.
Zach, I'll look too, man.
Right, hey, guys, you know what? I'm going to look as well.
Let's all of us look.
Looks like no.
No. Oh, what wait. Have it.
Okay.
It is pretty similar to what we have. Yeah. Same lineup.
Wow.
That we have on the screen?
Yeah, seems like it.
What's the righty-lefty of it then?
Fletcher righty, Otani lefty, Gosselin righty, Walsh lefty, Adele righty, Marsh lefty, Stassi righty, Mayfield righty, Lagares righty.
Joely get in here at some point?
Otani, Gosselin, Walsh. That's not bad.
Dude. I think, actually, wasn't it Joely that got Otani in the Bronx for that one game that we were at?
Yeah.
I think if Otani's up, okay, this is an interesting take.
Okay.
I almost want Wandy or Joely to go get Otani. Maybe if it's like, you know, the first batter of the game and two righties coming up after or whatever. But is Walsh a lefty?
Walsh is lefty.
So yeah, let's get Wandy or Joely against Otani, Gosselin, Walsh. Like, if that lane presents itself, one, it's kind of smart, lefties versus lefties. Two, I like putting Wandy and Joely through that test. Like, hey, this is one of the best lefties in the game. You're gonna be a lefty guy for us when we need it most. Get your reps in.
Yeah, the Otani part of it, I have such a bad take on it. Like, if he gets Otani again, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, he's got Otani. And then if Otani gets him, I'm like, well, saw him twice.
So it doesn't matter to you at all?
It's just, I kind of have it as a lose-lose for Joely. So I almost want Wandy or Litke to get a shot at him.
Okay. I'm fine with maybe Litke.
Okay.
It's fully open today. I think Litke I would go to first. He hasn't pitched in 2 days. Johnny and Chad both pitched on Sunday. So I think, yeah, I'd go to Litke after Tyone today.
I like that. And if he has a clean first, you got a chance for two. If not, you're good.
Yeah. I think Litke's first out. And then I think it is a Chad, Johnny Chapman situation. Probably Johnny Chapman if it's 8-9. But we'll see.
We'll see. Cole on the bump tomorrow and then off day the next day. So you can be aggressive with the pen today.
If it's going bad, who's the guy? Just Litke and Wandy stretched? They don't have a long man.
If it goes wrong today, Heaney. I don't care.
They're not going to do that. But yeah, I don't care. I don't think they're going to do that. Yeah. All right. That's the pitching path to victory. I think Litke is first out.
I like
then,
it.
Then the good guys. Okay, Homer
draft.
It's the Homer draft. Stanton versus bullpen day. I did that with earlier. I think you weren't here for the pregame show, but and BBD was making picks, and I was like, Stanton versus bullpen day means Homer. Guy's the best crusher of all time.
You get 80% bullpen credit. I think you did say lefty. So I'm not deducting points, but.
Well, if he saw a lefty, probably would hit two home runs.
That's true. That's a great counter.
Dude crushes relievers.
Huge.
I get to go first now, too.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking Judge with my. No, I'm not going to take Judge with my first pick. Eat a bug. I'm going to take DJ. Ooh. I'm taking Rougned Odor. Rougned Odor with my first pick, Judge with my second. That was almost premonition-esque how that just happened. Because I wanted to take LeMahieu, but as I was saying it, my brain pictured
yeah.
A Rougie, no doubter, bat drop homer.
Yeah.
And you have to pivot to what you picture. That's how Bob Ross did it.
That's beautiful. I love the Rougie pick today. I'm going to take Stanton. And you know what? I'm going to roll you over from yesterday, man. Rizzo hit that foul ball indicator. He's been getting better. So yeah, give me Rizzo and Stanton.
Rizzo and Stanton. Okay, I like it. I mean, I like the Stanton pick.
Actually, I take it back.
Yeah? Did Zach have it, like, locked in yet?
Zach, do you have it locked?
I don't have anything locked yet. Take it back.
Okay, I take it back. I am taking Rizzo and Gary.
Because he's not playing tomorrow.
Yes.
And you can take Stanton game three because I've already taken him. So you're playing the game a little. Now, are you going to be upset if Stanton homers tonight?
Oh, he's going to, but that's fine.
Okay. If he does, Zach gets a point.
Be cool if Gary gets one, huh?
Yeah, it would.
We're rooting for that.
The show 247 has Rizzo and Gio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their options for sure.
Oh no, Gene Segura error. You have any thoughts on what the over under is? Tyone versus is this our guy?
Would this over under be brought to us by anybody?
Oh yeah, Jake, who's it brought to us by?
James, it's brought to us by the one, the only Hall of Fame, man. Like, people forget. That's like the end game. The Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah. The players that do the best in Major League Baseball, they go to the Hall of Fame. Some of their artifacts go to the Hall of Fame. And Hall of Fame's Connections is actually a series connecting some of those items over time. Yogi Berra and Barry Bonds. I don't think that's one, but it'd be cool. But they've got
both ate this piece of steak.
They've got 13 others that you can go check out. If you like baseball, if you like YouTube, which you do, it's probably how you're watching this and why you're watching this. Go check Hall of Fame Connections. Yogi's granddaughter's on there. Carlos Pena. It's funded by the state of New York, which I live in. So it's brought to you by me.
Brought to you by Market New York Grant through ILoveNY/New York State's Division of Tourism as part of the Regional Economic Development Council Initiative, which Jake actually sits on that board sometimes. To stay up to date with the release of each episode of Hall of Fame Connections, follow Baseball Hall of Fame social media channels at Baseball Hall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the YouTube. Did you see that Xander Bogaerts got a hit in the first inning? Then in the second inning, and he was eating before he got his hit. Then the second inning ran out to play the field, and they called him off because they found out at that point he had tested positive.
Yep.
I went to put on the Rays Red Sox game because I'm like, this matters to me a little bit. And it's 5-1. And I was like, this sucks. Like, the Red Sox just stink.
Rays are really good.
And the Rays are really good. That as well. Over under, man. Who's the pitcher? What's his name? Jaime Barria? Ooh,
talking shit already?
Who?
You.
No, I thought it might have been the dude who's, but he's pitching tomorrow. Packer, what's his name?
Who's the pitcher? What's his name? I don't care.
I kind of care. Jaime Barria.
Barria.
He ain't great. I think the over-under's 10. Flat.
Ooh. Barria, he's not great. Tyone was good. Yeah, 9.5 or 10. I like that.
Okay. 9.5 or 10. Zach, will you display to us who and what the over-under is? Boom, 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 boom. 9.5.
That's what I had before, but it looks like it just recently changed to 9. So,
whoa,
sitting at 9.
What did they know? What made them change it? The Angels lineup?
It was 9.5 all night until about a couple minutes ago.
Hmm.
Hmm.
What do they do, Jake? I mean, do the Angels have a bullpen?
I don't think so, right? Because they should have used a lot of those guys.
I think they used a lot of them yesterday.
Hmm.
They used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pitchers yesterday. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them threw more than 20 pitches. 3 of them threw 29 or more. The only other options they have are Jake Pelryka, Elvis Pegora, which he doesn't land on one of your top Elvises, and Kyle Tyler. Wow. Y-L-E in his first name and his second name. Kyle Tyler. At that point, just name him Kyler. Kyler Tyler.
Kyler Tyler.
Kyler.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know the Halos bullpen rules, so I don't know who those guys can double up, but yeah, bullpen got worked a little bit yesterday. I don't know. Like, go up early and win this game. It's very simple.
We got the over right yesterday.
Free money.
And I'm going to take the over again today. The Yankees put up 7 yesterday.
Let's run it. Let's go over again.
Over show. I'm tired, man. Why are you so tired?
You tired right now?
I'm so tired. I gotta make videos after this. I'm so tired. Wake up, Jimmy. What's you drinking? An energy drink?
I told you this shouldn't be a surprise to you.
When was your second one?
I had a follow-up coffee. I had a refresher coffee.
Wow. 840 energy drink. I don't know if I have that in me these days.
Built different, dude. You probably don't, because I'm built different.
Oh my god. I'm kind of jealous, but then I'd be up to like 4.
Yeah, I mean, I fell asleep in the 5th inning yesterday, so.
Trying to stay up. I get it. I stayed up somehow, and then I was up till 2, and I was tired the whole time. Yep. I was tired. I wanted to fall asleep at 9. I was exhausted. I stayed up, and I was fighting sleep, and then I tried to go to sleep after the game, and I was up till 2, just like laying around. Hmm. Watching Weekly Dumb, because Zach did such a good job.
Great job, Zach.
Thanks.
I had to watch it. You ate bugs.
Yeah. Jake ate bugs.
You don't know that.
Bug eater. I saw it.
I kept them in my throat and then I spit them out.
Oh, that trick. Bug sucker regurgitator. Come on down and see the bug sucker regurgitator guy. You can call him Jake. You have a premonition?
Premo for today. Tyone Barria. Oh, we get back-to-back homers from the Yanks today.
Badass, dude.
It's huge, right?
Badass.
Huge.
I think Rizzo's going to go deep. I love that pick by you.
Thank you.
Foul ball indicator is so real.
I mean, it's only bona fide for Gary, but let's make it universal.
Mm-hmm. My premonition. Phil Nevin shines today.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Like, hot shot that he bare hands. Hot shot that he evades. Maybe he sends a runner and he's just in there. Just like it's going to be, if Buck Showalter's doing the post game, he's going to point out something that Phil Nevin did and be like, actually, I really like what Phil Nevin did here.
Really respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone said, the show 247 said, just wanted to say, love what you guys do on a daily basis. Do you guys think they send Heaney down for heel or send Heaney down at all? They can't send Heaney down. They're just DFA him, which is why they haven't gotten rid of him. If they could send Heaney down, he would have been down for heel already. I hope. They just got DFA him, so they lose him forever. So that's why they're not doing it. I think they're going to try and sneak more innings out of him, and that sucks. I don't know. You want to ask for anything? I'm going to ask for a win. I'm actually, more important, I'm going to ask for a good Tyone start.
I'm going to ask for the Yankees to win by 2 or more runs because I made them my bet of the day, and I could use a winner. So
they're favored 1.5 runs.
I bet that if they don't do it, I have to eat a blitz ball. And I said I can't, like, blender it or anything. I just got to, like, dog eat it.
How long do you think that would take you?
It's going to take a while.
And how do you think it comes out on the back end?
Green.
Green, huh?
Greenish yellow.
Is that like a tennis ball thing? You see blitz balls as green?
A greenish yellow. I think that's very fair.
Zach, what color would you say a blitz ball is?
I lean more yellow than green.
Yeah, I wouldn't never say green. I just say yellow.
But I could see neon. I see a hint of it's neon. That neon creates that hint of green on there. So
definitely a neon yellow. Neon kind of not. Okay, that's the pregame show. I hope everyone enjoys the game. I hope we all stay awake. Jake's gonna stay awake.
I'll be there.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Ooh, Segura down the line. Just fair. Soto plays it, fires it in.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.